Hello everyone and welcome to the second ever episode of Saturday Night Discord, the podcast where we talk about absolute nonsense and sometimes useful stuff. No, Rishi, it is the second episode because our first ever episode is now called Episode Zero.
Oh, really?
It's like a pilot?
Yeah, it's straight up just like a pilot. Oh, that's cool.
We're cool. Did you rename it Pilot?
I mean, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Are you lying?
No, I'm not lying.
He's definitely lying.
Why do TV shows call their first episodes Pilot?
So
there's a term. I don't remember the reason. Do you remember the reason?
So the pilot episode is supposed to, like, it's supposed to get like a scope for how the show's gonna do.
Is it because it's on air?
I hate you. You know that. Sid, you can't make jokes like that.
No, I don't think it's because it's on air, Sid. I think the reason
is it because it's taking off.
It actually might be because of that. Honestly, I'm pretty sure it's like they release a pilot episode to see how the rest of the show is gonna be, like a scope for how the show's gonna do, which is kind of weird because I feel like pilot episodes always do better than the rest of the season.
They definitely do.
Another weird thing about pilot episodes is it's like, I don't know about the shows you guys have watched, but like for me, whenever I see like a pilot episode, it always like goes to like the middle of the storyline. It'll be some like random plot point. It'll be some random
like
plot point.
You start in the middle and then you go back all the way to the first
part. Because yeah, it's like you don't know any of the characters. You haven't been introduced to anything. So it's just like you don't know what's going on, but like you kind of know things are happening. And it's weirder if you're watching the show after it's already aired, because you watch the pilot episode and then you go to the real thing and you're like, what just happened? What was the kind of context that was happening here?
The best when you rewatch the whole show, because then you're like, I get it now.
Yeah. True.
But then it makes literally no sense.
Because usually it's like a filler thing. But it has nothing. It has both nothing to do and everything to do.
But they're always longer pilot episodes. Like at least 10 minutes longer usually.
I mean, I don't know about that for every show.
Well,
Flash
and Arrow. I know. Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah, we're allowed to say that. We're allowed to say
their pilot
shows.
Episodes yeah. actually made sense.
I hope.
Copyright strike.
Please don't cancel us. Thank you.
CW, please don't cancel us. I mean, your channel's in the hole right now, so I don't know if it's legal to sue anyone.
Atarv, they're gonna come and cancel us because you said that. Okay.
Sell the Flash to HBO Max. They'll do it better than you.
Dang.
No, you're right though. The last season was trash.
No, I mean, no. You know, the CW sold like a bunch of their DC shows.
Did they
Max.
Sell the really? Batgirl one and
Batwoman?
Supergirl?
They sold a couple of them. They
Green Lantern.
They sold Green Lantern.
They had
a,
one
CW
second.
One.
One second. They had a show for Green Lantern.
No, they didn't.
They sold the rights to it though. That's the important. All right. Part.
Okay. See, Green Lantern has always been this weird thing for me where I think it's such a cool concept, like character concept, but every show has been so shit.
Here's the thing.
Don't come at me. Those animated shows from the early 2000s.
No.
They were
dude.
Great
they,
as a child, but they held no entertainment, depth and value.
Okay, here's what I say, all right?
That's what it was.
Green Lantern is... I like Green Lantern as a hero. Like, I think he's a super cool hero. I think he's one of the cool ones. Because, like, you can make thing with ring. That's so cool.
Yeah.
But... the thing is, the Green Lantern movie with Ryan Reynolds.
Oh no, that was bad.
That was bad. It was at worst a disaster, and at best somewhat enjoyable to
watch.
Only because of Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah,
existence.
And the same deal with that. Like, I don't know how the Sherlock movie is, but it's
Which
so
one?
Weird to me knowing that like. A lot of these actors have done previous work.
Are you talking about the RDJ
in, like,
Sherlock movie?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I had no idea.
It's...
Did you know that? Like,
no.
RDJ. Sorry, wait. Robert Downey.
It was
Jr.
RDJ.
Yeah, RDJ, right? I keep, like, messing
I
up.
I know,
this,
right?
Like,
same,
so, RDJ, Iron Man, a.k.a. He did Sherlock before.
Was that before?
It was before.
The cinematography is so good in that movie.
It was before Iron Man, wasn't it?
Sherlock?
No, yeah. I don't think it's after the first time.
I know it's before the Sherlock series that ever.
Oh no, definitely. No, no. I think
Sherlock Holmes was like the movie.
Yeah, it came after the first time.
Came after the first time.
Because the cinematography is way too good.
It's crazy to know, because did you even know that they did that?
I didn't even know that movie existed before.
It's on Netflix. Exactly.
I didn't know that happened, which is crazy, because I'm a fan of both RDJ and I'm a fan of Sherlock Holmes. Yeah. But I didn't know about this.
No, okay, the movie is
so poorly marketed.
But it was half decent. Like, it wasn't the greatest movie I've seen.
How can you do a movie about Sherlock Holmes? How do you do that?
They just talk about one case. That's what they do. It's a one case.
I mean, yeah, like, to be fair, the Sherlock series is essentially, well, like, each episode is, like, one case.
Okay, spoilers. He takes down, like, a cult type of thing. That's the whole movie. And so at the end, I thought it was actually pretty good because I just came from the Sherlock series.
Speaking of which, I need to finish the Sherlock series.
You haven't done it?
I have only watched, good? Like, it's I keep, so okay, listen, good. Listen. I You're always start it. The series. I've started the series 5 times.
Really?
Every time I get to Hounds of Baskerville, stop.
Dude, I love the actor. I don't know his name. He
Benedict
Cumberbatch.
Is that Doctor Strange?
Yes, that's Doctor Strange.
He does such a good job at that.
Role. Benedict Cumberbatch.
And you know Watson's the Hobbit. Yeah. Watson is Bilbo Baggins.
Yeah. Oh, I want to say something on Green Lantern, though. So I remembered when we were talking about Green Lantern, this one episode where they went to this planet where they had these Pink Lantern people. And these Pink Lantern people were trying to woo the Green Lantern people.
Because they're the Lanterns of Love.
Yeah, but it was so weird because as a child, I was like, what?
The main thing with me is when I, me dealing with Green Lantern, it was like the Lego DC, video games.
Oh.
You know, the Lego Justice League. Lego Batman. There's a Lego Batman.
You need to carve a lot of history with Lego
Batman. I think
Batman.
Lego Batman 3, which one was it?
Lego Batman? Okay, Lego Batman.
Atari has a whole history with it. Okay. We used to play this stuff at his house on his Xbox 360.
Okay, you know what? Back up here.
He's gonna pull out his whole knowledge library.
What are you looking for in the game?
All right. So it's like it should be titled like Justice League, honestly, because it's mostly
both Lego Batman 2 and Lego Batman 3 were Justice League based.
No, but 2 was.
It's the one with Space Station. I don't know.
Oh, that's Lego Batman 3.
That's 3, right?
Yeah.
Honestly. Incredibly fun game. Love that game. Okay.
Wait, didn't we play that together?
I don't know. You're like a super critique of like Lego games. Okay. Honestly, for a normal person, 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Dude, didn't we play that at your house?
That game is an excellent game. I love it so much. But
here comes the but.
Lego Batman 2 was better. And here's why. While you could explore like the Watchtower, which is their space station, and like other planets in Lego Batman 3, nothing beats exploring Gotham City.
You mean driving around Gotham and running over civilians?
Oh, yeah. We did that.
I remember that. You said you remember it too?
No, I only remember Rishi and Just Cause 4 running over civilians.
No, Rishi was not there for that. Nothing, but me
I remember
and
that, dude.
Used nothing to beats, do that a lot.
Nothing beats Lego Batman's 2. You know, I tried so hard to, like, I looked up online and they were like, you can't roam Gotham in Lego Batman 3. And I was like, no. There is a way, but there wasn't a way.
Yeah, no, there. Okay, yeah. And the reason why I say it should probably be titled like Lego Justice League or something is because it's more focused around everything else.
No,
like
I
you
know.
can. The coolest thing is like going between the planets and stuff like
that.
Going to the Green Lantern.
They couldn't call it Lego Justice League because the Lego Batman name held so much recognition already.
Yeah.
Did they have the rights for Lego Justice League? Like
the
actual
definitely.
Name?
Lego had the connection to DC. They could name it. They had Lego Justice League movies.
Did they?
Yeah. But they didn't do that for Lego Batman 3 because Lego Batman 3 holds so much more like.
Well, here's the thing.
Then Lego Batman.
Yeah, okay. But here's the thing. It's targeted towards kids. Kids don't care about the name.
No.
That's not true.
That's not true.
If you marketed Pokemon as like Digimon or something, you could.
No,
it could be the same
huge,
person.
That is
the
huge difference. Okay.
Stop.
That's too big
Let's
of a difference.
Let's say you're 9.
I've watched all of Digimon and Pokemon. I know the differences.
Actually, not you. Let's say you're 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Why me? Why am
well,
I more 9?
He's,
like...
Because he's more of a DC fan than you are.
All right. Yeah.
So let's say you're 9 and you walk into the store. I don't actually remember when Lego Batman 3 released, but the whole point is, let's say you walk into the store, you played Lego Batman 1 and you played Lego Batman 2. You're not an avid DC fan, but you enjoyed both games a lot. You found them really fun. Now, let's say you see Lego Justice League Or you see Lego Batman 3. Obviously,
I wasn't talking about they don't care about that. They don't care that the contents of the game don't reflect the name exactly.
No, I know, but I'm saying
that's why it doesn't matter. No, I totally agree with you because I had the same thing with Mario, the Mario franchise.
Yeah.
Where I played Super Mario Bros. When I was like much, much younger, right? I played Super Mario Bros., but it was like whatever to me. But then I got older and I played Super Paper Mario.
Oh, I remember, yeah.
And oh my god, that game was so fun.
I remember.
So,
I remember.
Because of that, I played the Super Paper... Sorry, I played the Paper Mario games, but I didn't play other Mario games.
Sure, yeah.
Because that Mario held Galaxy weight to
best
me.
Best game.
Yeah, best game. Mario Galaxy was best like game. Another thing with that. It's Pokemon. I would, any time a Pokemon game would come out, I would buy it.
I remember
it's
just that.
It's like the thing with... I think that holds true for like any franchise at this point, but like my whole point with Lego Batman is like Batman's like
no
everyone
yeah,
knows
the,
everyone knows Batman like,
you
and
know,
Superman.
You've probably have you played like a lot of the Lego games?
The only Lego game I've played is
Star
Lego
Wars.
Indiana Jones.
Not even
but
Star Wars.
That,
oh god, that is such a good game.
Yeah, it is.
It's so underrated. Yeah. It's so underrated.
But remember that period when everyone was coming back to Lego Star Wars?
Yeah,
that
was
so
crazy.
Random.
That was crazy, but I thought it was pretty cool.
No,
I still have it on the Wii.
I used to play that game with my friend. You cut this out. I used to play like every weekend. I would go to his house. We'd play that for 4 or 5 hours. Either that or Halo. We'd play for 4 or 5 hours.
There was a thing in Lego. There's a Lego thing in Lego Star Wars where it was pod racing, where you're on Tatooine.
I remember that.
It took me. It took me months. Sorry, I know my audio definitely peaked. It took me months to get past that, dude. I literally did not understand what was
Tarf turning down the game.
I did not understand what was going on.
I did not
understand what the heck was going on until like way later. I think I had to take like a good 2-month-long break because I did not understand what I was doing.
No,
wrong,
here's the thing with
frustrated.
Games. If I don't understand the game, I'm not going to spend more time figuring it out. I'm going to drop it. I'll come back like a week later and I'll suddenly figure it out.
Yeah.
Do you do that too? Yeah. Just randomly?
Sure. It happened to me multiple times with Lego Star Wars specifically. One was the starting place.
Oh yeah.
The starting
yeah.
You mean
area?
That
oh,
you were
God.
In like a you in were the, in like in a the... meeting room. You had to use the force to open the door. I did not know how to do anything. There was no tutorial, nothing. You were thrown into it. I had
they
no idea.
They expect too much from a kid.
Yeah, I had no idea. It took me a week to understand what I was trying to do. That too, because I misclicked. And I did the right thing, and I was like...
Oh, you know when in games you accidentally misclick, it suddenly works, and then you're like, wait,
what did I just do?
Yeah, another thing is with... they were at, like, Princess... like Padme's like the castle, like the grassy, like the grassy castle area. You remember that? Like you would have to like go up walls and stuff. You'd have to zip.
No, that was so confusing though, because then didn't you have to run into like cliffs and stuff?
Yeah,
and
you
had
to.
So confusing.
You had to like go up. You had to go up on top of buildings. And
yeah.
You know what? I want to play Lego Star Wars again. Do you guys want to play Lego Star Wars?
Yeah.
I've never played it, so sure.
I own the entire game.
You want to bring
what?
Your Xbox 360
over? I
want
to play it over stream. I want to play Lego
Let's
Star Wars.
Do it.
You want a speedrun race?
Speedrun no,
race?
Fit. We are not going to be able to
speedrun Lego games.
I'm not going to speedrun. When I'm saying speedrun, I mean like...
Play.
Like, play it.
I mean like, let's
okay,
both thin. Play it. But like, here's the thing. I started a Lego Batman 1 playthrough
without
on stream.
Us? Oh.
No, I did it... This was like months ago back when I...
When you
was,
actually
when
streamed,
I streaming, and I streamed one episode, and then SAT prep started.
That's exactly what happened. Dude. I remember.
Oh yeah,
you
your streaming
you
setup.
I'm like, guys, summer's hitting.
Yeah. Sid, are
no,
you
no,
just
I said the same. I said the
are you guys
same
gonna
shit.
Keep throwing stuff on your bed every time you make a point?
I've taken off like so much jewelry. Like I had like two other rings.
You threw your
then.
Phone, your
yeah,
watch.
So just make sure you take off your shirt next.
Oh.
Wait, oh no. Oh, I know Rishi wants
no,
that.
No, but
not
like
PG enough for
I
podcast.
Remember.
No, it's fine.
It's fine.
I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna be streaming.
Rishi,
all
that's
the time. Dolls. It's gonna be great. SAT prep hit, dude.
Oh my god,
that
dude,
was great.
I was
Sid,
like, I was
every
like,
day, more than a school day.
Yeah, dude, it was crazy. Like me, Aditya, and Rishi would do this SAT like prep thing,
boot camp,
and yeah, boot camp. It can only be described as a prison, but it was so,
They took our phones and everything. I was mentally exhausted.
Okay,
like, to be completely honest, I had it kind of easy. I didn't do this.
But you started studying from February.
I started studying about 4 or 5 months before them, which is why I didn't do the boot camp. Yeah. And I was also studying throughout summer, but I was not studying as much as you guys. I'll be honest. I was still, even knowing that,
because the thing is, I had not seen the SAT. I had not even seen the letters, SAT college board.
I had
like
taken until
you didn't take the PSAT because of COVID.
Because I didn't.
Even though our like that boot camp was like all the work was mentally exhausting, I still really enjoyed my time there just because of like all the cool people we met from like just around our region.
I mean, the people was like the people was great and all, but also you were always in like the higher classes.
Sid, you were with me towards the end.
Towards the end. But I started from... Bro, I made Sid. It out. I started from the...
Sid, towards the end is half tarp, the
stop.
Camp.
Go away.
No, I wasn't. I started making...
Sid, there were four classes. The third class, you were higher than me.
But here's the thing. I just spent 3 weeks in one of the lower classes.
I remember you complaining about that. You're like, I'm not learning
anything.
No,
the people were great. The people were... That was probably the most fun class I had. Out of everything, the first 3 weeks, most
wasn't
fun
that the tiny
there was
room though.
There. Yeah, tiny room. Honestly though, didn't care.
You really did.
The people were so fun.
Here's the issue. It was fun, but looking in retrospect, they were kind of a distraction.
Not really.
Yeah, for me.
It was in my opinion, this one. But I feel like we're diverging because we promised something last episode that we didn't, we haven't gotten into.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How much time have you gone through to so far?
Oh, we have 1,500 more bars. I can't tell you in minutes. I don't know. I just know we have 1,500 more bars.
What do you mean in bars?
Each bar is 2 seconds. So if you want to do the math, you can.
1,500 divided by 2.
So
750.
What? Where did that number come
from? Multiply 1,500 by 2, you got 3,000, and then that's how many seconds we have left.
That's going to be 50. 50 more minutes left.
Wait, no.
There,
yeah.
So it's... kids who have taken the SAT, guys. But
no, I didn't know. I was doing it with you guys.
I feel like for the first couple of episodes, right, we should highlight a person every episode. We should do like... So this episode...
I think we should do Rishi.
I think we should do everyone. Like, we should do one
for this episode.
No, for this episode, we promised something last episode.
Yeah. I'm scared.
What did you say, Rishi? Today is the Chronicles of Sid.
Yeah. I want a Chronicles of Atarva. I want a Chronicles of Rishi. I want a Chronicles of Adita.
Yeah.
So, okay. Next one, we're doing Chronicles of Atarva. One after that, Rishi. Then after that, Adita.
Yeah.
Saving the best for last.
We're just doing introductions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight up. Because, I mean, yeah.
Last one
was our pilot. No, actually, first one was.
Here's the thing. It's like
zero.
Last one was our introduction. Before that was our pilot. The same thing. It's like we can obviously speak about it, and we all have our own perspectives on what happened.
Yeah.
Should we start
from the beginning?
See, I mean, the Chronicles of Sid have a large overlap with the Chronicles of Atarv at one point.
The
Chronicles of Sid has a large overlap with the Chronicles of a lot of people.
That's true. That's so true. No, but
Rishi, you, I
no, no, no.
I think Adita is the only one.
I think I
know.
It's not Adita. Adita's brother. Brother, bro.
Dude, yeah. I don't want to talk about that ever again.
I think especially with me, purely because like we had a feud.
Family
no, we gotta get into that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So let's start from fifth grade, right? No, I think the beginning that we start at is when you move here.
Yeah. So.
So it's. It's February of 2016, and.
Yeah.
That's when you moved here.
February. Yeah.
That's February such a terrible time to move here.
First of all, I hated the idea of moving here. Let's get that out of the
that
way.
That
kind of
hurt my feelings.
I hated the idea of moving here because. I had, like, a lot of really good friends back in my old place. And, okay, in retrospect, I moved, like, 15 minutes away from my old house.
Yes,
Sid. But, no, okay, but it was a huge difference. That's a huge difference. And I was, like, the only thing that was keeping me going was that I was, like, looking at pictures of the school I would be going to. And I'm, like, wow, this is pretty big. And then I was, like, yeah.
That's what she said.
It wasn't a big school.
It was in comparison.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, it was very much.
Then again, our district's kind of rich. So.
No, but they don't use them. Okay, that's.
Wow, you want to keep talking, Atar? Like my old school only had one floor.
No, I'm saying our district's rich.
Yeah, no. That's what my I'm old saying. School only had one floor.
That's what I'm saying. That's fine.
I'd
saying.
Rather it's have probably, that. Actually, yeah. I like a more knit together society. Than
it was actually a very well. See, it was four. Okay, it was how it works was it was like four squares. I actually still remember the layout of my school. Like four squares, almost like this, and then a hallway going this way, like that. Okay, it was like that.
Okay,
this was kindergarten. All right.
One this was first, one, second.
Third. Kindergarten and first grade were in the same hallway.
Oh, really?
Actually. Yeah, it was kindergarten on one side because kindergarten had like two classes or something.
That's a disaster.
And then it was like first grade. And then it was like second, like third, second and third were in the same place. This was like music and like a hallway. Fourth and fifth were at this one. And then there was a library on this end. I still remember my layout, bro. None of the audio listeners have any idea what I just did because I did like.
Yeah, no. Sid, even I mean, don't understand what you just said. I was watching you.
I actually remember. I in kindergarten and first grade I went to one school.
Have you moved a lot?
Yeah, no, you were.
I moved around a lot.
Oh yeah. I know that, but like,
and that school, kindergarten and first grade, I like.
Jeez,
I
it's been like 6 years since you moved and Sid moved.
Oh. Yeah, I remember bits and pieces of school, and then.
God, we're and then, so old.
And then second, not,
Rishi,
don't second to half of fifth does another one, and then half.
Yeah, yeah, but anyway, so I hated the idea of moving here because I had like a lot of friends there. I was like vibing. I was like top of the like at the top of the class and stuff like that. It was great. And then I moved here, and everything went downhill.
Oh yeah, your homeroom teacher was so bad.
Oh, I loved her.
Yeah, but everyone.
I heard
hated.
That she was bad, but I
everyone
loved her.
Else hated her. Okay, okay.
But anyways, we diverge. So I move here, right? And the first thing that happens is these idiots are in our community. We're all in the same community.
What are you talking about? Well, these idiots. It was me, Atarv, and then one other kid.
Rishi wasn't here at this time. Yeah, by no, the Rishi. Yeah. Let's keep this in mind. Rishi wasn't here for this part. Sad. Rishi actually missed a good amount of the Sid Chronicles.
No. Okay, he was coming into the group during the during the Tarv.
Wait, bleep out his name really quick. Was he before or after?
So instead of just bleeping out that one name, I'm going to mute this entire next part slash cut it out because there were so many names that I had to cut out, and it would have just been like. Came in, you know, so I was like, what's the point? So Adiji was just introing how the order was of people coming in. So now we're going to go back to after that.
Yeah, the audio, I'm not going to bleep out everyone. I'm going to mute everyone so that the audio listeners don't, die inside.
Which is really funny because now.
Like, they hate each other, right?
Yeah, they have probably the worst.
And then Rishi came
no, never
in.
Mind. I have way worse relationships. I have way worse relationships.
Sid, I don't want to hear anything from you in terms of relationships. You have, like, a whole club that could probably come together and hate on you. Like straight
sure.
up.
People have like fan clubs. I have hate clubs, bro.
You do.
I have straight up hate
And
clubs.
Then Rishi was the last person to come in. Yeah. And he was a slow come in. He wasn't just like, I'm here now. It was like,
oh, we got half it. Because of me, because
Sid.
Of another person.
I'm yeah. going to call you out that for that night, for that party. What? But we're going to talk about that.
No,
in a
you
bit.
Can call me out. That's wait, what honestly. Party? That is honestly.
Last episode, I deserved. Didn't because you were like, I need to think of a defense.
No, honestly, though, that's deserved.
Wait,
that's
are we going to talk about in eighth grade? And
wait,
Sid and
let's
Trey?
Start.
Let's
we'll
start,
talk about
let's
it.
Start
no,
back here.
But I want to know.
No,
are we
once I say yes, I will. Okay.
I think I'm the only one who hasn't been spared from, like, the actual, like, big exclusion.
Yeah. exclusion.
I mean, okay, what else happened
okay,
to the rest of the people?
No, we keep diverging, but... So I come here. How I meet them is I'm like in my background. I'm just like vibing with my sister, and I see from back there some kids, some Indian kids screaming at each other, okay, in someone's backyard, and it was one of our friends' backyards.
Terrible impression.
And he and they were playing baseball with each other.
Oh,
right? I hate baseball.
I do too.
So much.
Yeah, but I. Honestly, though, that
stop
was
saying his name.
That was that time was so fun, bro. Those times were so fun.
No, yeah, because we were okay. Now we barely get together and do shit. Back then, we like actually like properly got together. An hour or two, we just played outside. We're inside. So old,
dude. And that was when we didn't even have phones to communicate. We're just like, yo, could show up to each other's houses.
No, I remember. I asked my mom to call on the landline.
I remember that. No. I had your landline number. I would never call though because I was too scared his parents would pick up.
Oh no! Really? I called and I called and his mom would pick up and I'd
my
be like,
dad doesn't pick up the landline.
Can I talk to a teacher?
Yeah, exactly. So okay, but anyway, so I meet them and someone calls them. They're like, "Yo, come over here," because someone saw me like watching or something like that. And they're like, "Yo, come over here."
Who was that? I think that was you, Tarf.
It was probably me.
No, because I remember the next day when we went to school. You were the one who brought it into the group.
Yeah,
I
was.
Yeah,
because,
I remember that.
Because here's the thing. What's weird is, traditionally, the older kids in the school will go to the back of the bus.
Yeah.
But we, being the older kids, like fifth graders, we sat at the front of the bus.
Because we're introverted.
But Sid went to the back.
Yeah,
instinctively, he went to the back. And I was like, oh, there's this new kid. I'm going to go to the back, too. And I'm going to see what's up with this kid. And that's when I met Sid, like, properly.
And then you ditched me. How could you?
No, because I was, like, it was such a culture shock. Those are, like, a few little culture shocks that, like, build up.
Yeah.
I was like, why are these kids sitting in the front? Like, back in my old school, we used to control the back of the bus, dude. Uno in the back of the bus. Everyone knew, like, I had the Uno card, so we would play. Last day of school for me in my old neighbor, in my old, like, school district. We all played like a farewell like Uno game. Six like seats like this 1 2 3 4 5
really?
Six. Three people in each seat. All of us just playing like Uno and stuff together.
Wait,
it was so like poetic. It was so amazing.
I miss the days when we were like in middle school and when we were all in the same bus.
Yeah,
we actually had fun in the morning and afternoon.
And
now I've just
yeah,
like,
I wasn't on the same bus
so,
as you
anyways,
guys.
Okay, but let me go back because we keep diverging and we keep wanting to go to the juicy stuff, but then we can't because I haven't gotten through this yet, right? So
first thing,
we're like I'm like vibing with them. I'm playing baseball. Keep in mind, I had already met one of the kids there.
Wait, does it?
Okay,
is this the day
I had
that
already
my
met
fifth?
Once I'm getting there, bro.
okay.
This is I had already met by this time.
Oh, yeah, he was there.
Because he was in my homeroom class. So he was technically the first person I met.
So now that we know who he's talking about, can you refrain from saying the goddamn name?
Yeah. So I had already met him, right? And I knew him. And I was like, yo, this kid's my, like... He was, like, pretty friendly. So I was like, oh, this is fine. So we were, like, playing and stuff. I was playing, and because I had already done baseball before that.
Yeah, you're better.
Yeah, I was just better. And I remember... the friend's house that we were at, his brother was like, oh, have you done baseball before?
I don't know why he was playing because he's so good at baseball.
But I also knew what was going on. So I was watching guys and I was like,
these guys are shit.
But again, everything went downhill from there, dude. I used
to
know.
You can't just make a face towards us and expect. Come on.
But yeah, so we were doing that, right? And then suddenly, a girl like comes running through and she's like like younger than us, right?
I feel like I'm violating my brother because every time I talk to him about this he's like nope.
And so she comes running over and she's like, oh, my brother needs to come home because he was playing with us too. And it was for reference for you,
poor Tarv, he has to cut
and
my
he was like yeah okay and he was like and he was like okay. And then the girl turns over and she sees Adita's brother and she's like, oh, he's the kid that has a crush on me, out loud to everyone, bro. It was the most
my brother
it was the most hard shit I'd ever seen, dude. It was the most like,
no, you screwed over your brother, Adita, because you went and told your mom.
Okay, but that doesn't matter.
Yo. You told your mom, bro?
No, let's leave that for the Adita Chronicles.
Yeah, so
there's nothing to say. My chronicles are very short and simple.
No, so basically then what happens is this kid starts bawling. Okay, he starts like bawling
on
the ground. He starts like crying.
For him.
And yeah, I feel bad for him. And I was like, no one's like doing anything to him. Like, no one's consoling him. Let me go over and like console him. So I go over, I'm like consoling him. We're like kneeling down. I'm like, bro, it's all good. I understand.
Girls
it's
be like good. That.
Yeah, dude, girls be wilding. And I was like, I was doing that. Right?
Oh, that hurt.
I could imagine sit in fifth grade consoling my brother who was in like what, third grade.
Yeah,
they're just on the ground,
dude. Girls
be wilding. They'd be like, cheating out here on y'all.
It was so funny, and I console him, and to this day I always regret doing that. But
nice,
like I did that, and this was like my initial impression, right? Fast forward, why did I start hating your brother?
It was a Pokemon card.
No.
That propelled it.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Wait, why did you start hating his
brother? Here's why. I think here's why. I saw him at, because he kept coming with me to your. We usually hung out at your house or time. He was being very annoying.
He was being invasive. Like he would come to your, like whenever Aditya and me would like come to your house to like hang out. He would come too.
And it was very annoying.
Oh, and he would invade like my privacy. Yeah. It was like really bad. Yeah. So
he was sitting in your bathroom and everything.
And oh yeah, I remember that. So I started not liking him, right? And this is like the beginning of the Sid Chronicles, right? And I was like, dude, this kid.
I like how my brother starts this. Okay. In retrospect, he's a lot better now. I don't know if you don't still like him.
I don't know.
He's like, a lot whatever. Better
he's
now.
Whatever. I don't come in contact with him, so it's like whatever. But so then I was like, and at this point I was like just kind of like dealing with it, right? But I had a problem with him. I like was just kind of.
I think it was after the Pokemon incident.
So basically, shit then, hit the wall. One day we were playing Monopoly. I remember this very clearly. Monopoly. This kid, he was out here and he was just like, you know, doing his thing, being like super nosy and stuff. He's like, oh my God, do you have Pokemon cards? And I'm like, yeah, this is like my binder full of Pokemon cards, which by the way is under my desk right now.
Is it not in the basement anymore?
Nah, bro. If anyone comes to my room, pull out those Pokemon cards, dude.
You know those memes
that's
where...
how you're gonna impress the girls?
Yeah, that's how you gotta impress
know those
the
memes?
They're gonna jump out the window, Sid.
No, bro, are you kidding me, dude? You pull out your Pokemon cards in front of her?
It's over.
GG's.
Staying over the night.
We're not in middle school anymore.
No, it's not even a middle... Okay, I remember back in, like, elementary school, Pokemon and Beyblade. Beyblade down the slides.
Beyblade.
That was the shit,
Beyblade.
Man.
Down the slides. Yeah.
And then there used to be, it used to be like Fight Club, bro. It used to be like...
No,
did
no one ever back up and consider... Let's not give a bunch of children metal discs.
No, my teacher confiscated my... Okay, here's the story. My teacher confiscated my Beyblade. She said I could go back inside and take it back. Took my Beyblade back. I also took her lollipop that she had on her desk.
No.
She had like a whole...
Okay,
pop
so
like,
in retrospect, I was mad about that entire Beyblade thing, right? Our old school had the same thing.
Really?
That was like really funny to me. My old school, same thing. Pokemon cards too. I don't know about you guys. For us, Pokemon cards are better.
I won so many Pokemon cards. People started hating.
Yeah, same thing.
No.
Because I used to be like the Pokemon master. I knew how to win all the battles.
I was a Beyblade master.
Did you ever play properly with the energy cards? Or did they?
No,
I always use
never.
One OP attack where it multiplies the damage.
I had a Gengar. I had a Gengar who insta-killed. Okay?
Yeah, same.
They did ban Pokemon cards.
In our school?
In
yeah.
our school. And
did
they also banned selling slime.
Oh, the
yeah.
slime thing,
okay.
I understand.
So I realize now, going back to it, that was like really messed up what we were doing.
With the slime?
Like,
or the
no, with like Pokemon and
oh, yeah, we're taking
at
kids'
that
money,
age,
basically.
At that age, yeah. We were literally, it was straight up gambling. Like, you were straight up gambling.
No, it's not even gambling.
While losing. You were going to lose.
No, you knew
and
that
we
you were
just
screwing
the
other person
yeah,
over.
And we were the dealer. We were essentially like the,
we
it's
were
like,
the house.
It was like blackjack, and
exactly.
we were the dealers.
It was a corrupt deck.
Yeah, and then, like, Beyblade, same thing. Like, it was not allowed to, you were not allowed to have Beyblades and stuff like that, right?
Oh, definitely.
We still did it. We had, like, a spot in the trees, like, where we'd kind of we would have, like, lookout.
You went in a circle, and you were like, fight.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, straight up.
Actually?
Straight up.
I don't know what they gained from banning anything, because they didn't gain anything, because people just did it anyway.
No, okay, here's the thing. Little kids, they that's a different story.
I mean, no, it's a similar concept,
it's
right?
It's
if you
similar.
Tell people, if you tell a bunch of kids not to do something, they're
no,
gonna
but
do
as
it.
Soon as they start enforcing it, people take it seriously.
Enforcing
it. Shut up. The thing with prohibition never got enforced properly. But the Beyblade, at least at my school, they started taking them away. No one wants to have their Beyblades taken away.
Yeah.
Just play it after school.
And it's time for the ad break. Thanks for the support, guys. Back to the episode.
But yeah. Oh, I remember there's this one kid. I went to his house. Okay, I went to this kid's house. You know, the in the Beyblade TV show, like, they have these Beyblade shops where they repair Beyblades and have these repair parts?
Yeah.
This kid had bins upon bins of that stuff.
No way.
Bins up. He had, like, at least five of each Beyblade.
I had this one it that I used to use so all the time. It's like a peacock. I don't remember. Anyways, we diverge again.
Yeah, okay.
So back to what my happened. Thing, right? So back to my thing. So we were playing, like, Monopoly, right? And I had my binder of Pokemon cards. So he's, like, going through it. And afterwards, I, like, take a look at it.
No. I remember clearly he highlighted the certain card.
Yeah, he was like, yo, this is such a cool card. And it was, like, a shiny Arceus I had.
Yeah, and you said yeah, it was don't Arceus. Take it.
Yeah.
I remember you said don't take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I specifically said, like, Arturo, don't
didn't,
take it.
Didn't the confrontation about him taking the card out happen at your house?
So yeah, I'm gonna yeah, I'll explain the part that includes me, but continue. All right,
so I was, like, so confused. I was, like, and then after we're, like, done playing whatever, they go, I'm putting away my Pokemon cards because it's, like, lying on the floor, and I'm, like, why is that card missing? That's kind of weird. I remember being here, and I was just like, this kid for sure took it. I was like,
you texted me that.
Yeah, I was like,
over
this kid for
Google
sure
Hangouts.
Took it. Yeah,
Google Hangouts oh was God, how we communicate. Because I didn't have a phone, so, but I could use it with my computer.
Finn, that's when the Neighborhood was born. On what? Google Hangouts, Neighborhood.
No, that was my time, and you're talking about...
No, I know, right, but now. Google Hangouts is where it was born. Yeah.
Neighborhood was Google Hangouts.
That's what SND is titled under. It's by Neighborhood.
Actually, yeah,
that's crazy.
That's our organization. Dude, we don't use that Discord.
Actually, if someone found my Google Hangouts, I could probably be incriminated for messing up so many friendships.
Sid, can I see your Google Hangouts?
No, because
Google Hangouts is getting shut down, Sid. Don't worry. Oh, I'll be gone.
Good, good, good.
But, but, like, allegedly, I would be incriminated. No, I'm joking.
You know
but
how people, like, use Discord? We use Google Hangouts like that.
Yeah,
we'd
exactly.
Call. We'd,
yeah, dude, it was crazy. So but anyways, so, I was like, oh, he for sure took my Pokemon card. And I literally asked him, I'm like, yo, did you take my Pokemon card? He's like, nah. And I asked Atarv and Adita about it too. I'm like, Adita, did your brother take my Pokemon?
See, I didn't know about it. At first I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
So
and I was so mad, bro.
In the end, I was so confused. I was like, how did this get into Atarv's house?
Okay. So
I was
can I introduce how it started? Okay. So I go to Atarv's house, right? This is the most big brain 100 IQ, 500 IQ thing.
We discussed this.
Yeah. So we were just standing around and we were, like, talking, and I was like, oh yeah, you guys remember the Monopoly game and stuff like that, and we were playing. I was like, oh yeah, you remember you were, like, looking at my Pokemon cards, Aditya's brother? And he's like, yeah. So I was like, oh yeah, was that, like, before or after you stole my RCS
card? Oh my god, I remember that.
And he's
that.
Like, I think it was before. I was just like... Straight up, he did this. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Dude, that was the most big brain 500
that,
IQ.
That was your peak. It went downhill.
Isn't that your, like, standard confrontation, though? Like, if
No. That was so smooth on his part. And that was the peak. And it never happened. He never reached there again. He has never been so smooth.
Wait, okay. Can I? This is really random, but you remember that bus driver in sixth grade?
Okay. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
Honestly, your Chronicles are gonna be so bare that we can talk about it on that.
That kind of hurt. No, it's because I'm like a
you're
mediator.
Very, yeah, you're very like.
Yeah, but anyways, so then this gets to Tarp now.
Okay, so that entire confrontation happened at Sid's house.
No, at your house, in your bedroom.
So
it was great.
So by this point, like, Navish had admitted to it, but also he denied having admitted to
it.
So he was like, I didn't steal the car. So Sid goes home, because he had to go home, and then I went over to Aditya's house. I rang the doorbell because I didn't have a phone to call Aditya to come over. Yeah. So I went over to Aditya's house. He's my neighbor, so I went over to his.
No,
I
we
rang
live
the doorbell,
like 100 miles.
And then his brother opens the door. He's like, Atarv. I stole Sid.
Bro, did this actually happen? I don't know about this.
No. I thought I told you about this. But he goes,
I don't know about this.
Atarv. I stole Sid's card. And I'm like, I know. He goes, yeah, if I give you the card, can you give it back to him?
Dang.
I was like,
Oh, it's like, yeah. Yeah, no, I know I what will. Happens after
that. But, didn't but then, put it under his bed mattress?
No.
I don't remember.
I remember this because he gave it to me and it was folded.
Oh.
And it was folded and I was like,
can I see the card?
I was like, after it's folded. I was like, oh, I need to give this back to Sid, but it's folded. So I tried flattening it. It didn't work.
Yeah.
It was still folded.
Yeah.
So I
how much money do you reckon that card is now?
Probably not much because it's folded and everything.
Before the fold.
I don't know.
I went to Sid's house. Like, I walked to Sid's house. And then I didn't tell Sid that I had it. I put it in his mailbox.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, okay, what?
Now it comes back to me. Atarv like leaves and everything. My mom's like, oh, can you go check the mail? I go check the mail. I like take out all the mail and I'm like, what's this sitting here? And the Pokemon card was there folded. And I was like, the only person who came around here was Atarv.
Yeah.
Atarv definitely put us in here. And I was like, did Atarv steal my Pokemon card?
No, there's no way. Knew that I didn't like Pokemon.
Yeah. So I was like, there's no way Atarv did it. So he for sure got it. And I held it against him ever since. Because he still, after that, still denied
it.
Yeah, I held it. So that was, like, the end of his
I'm going to go.
I was always mad about that with him, right?
I'm going to go home and actually ask him about this.
Yeah. So I always held this over his head. And I was, like, really mad. I never had, like, good relations with him afterwards. Then comes
the Atarv and Sid Civil War.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was before. That was before Shreyas.
It started.
You know what brought us together, actually?
Shreyas.
What did bring us together? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to... Wait, just to...
It's crazy, bro. It's crazy how these things work out.
Okay.
So I was the cause of it. Yay.
No.
It happened at the beginning of sixth grade, after my brother...
What was the reason?
No.
It was a mix of my brother...
It was the start... Because Atarv took your brother's side. So I got really...
So I'll explain. So it was like a series of really dumb... So here's the thing.
Okay.
So this whole thing with Aditya's brother happened, and then so I'm gonna just refer to him as person A now, so I don't have to bleep it every time.
No, I definitely had my fight with you before.
I know. So person A happened after me,
yeah,
by a few months or so.
Wait, no, was that a whole part of the Sid Chronicles too?
Oh no, person A is a big part of the Sid Chronicles. But that's
that was like a huge division. That was there was two main divisions in my life. One was him, one was the other person.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I don't remember shit, man.
So here's the thing. I actually remember, weirdly, the thing with person A also started at my house.
Okay, can I just say
everything starts at my house.
Can I say one thing? Throughout this whole time, Atarv has mainly been like the person pulling. I swear, behind the scenes, you were like, you knew everything.
Atarv was always, for anything, any problem that we had, Atarv was always on the opposite side of me.
No, but he always knew everything too. He knew your viewpoint. He knew the person who was
okay,
with
okay, so here's my thing.
We gotta go quickly because we don't have much time, but like, we need to explain.
We have time. But all right,
how much time do we have? How many bars?
I think we have like
we have 700 bars left.
714. 14,
So the point is, I'm like, okay. So here's my thing with Sid, and I remember it started, yes, because I took Aditya's brother's side. But here's the thing: I have a view of my thought process then that I think Sid never grasped.
What was
and
it?
It's the thing is that I didn't, while it came off that way, I didn't mean to take his side. I meant it more like,
you're like, no one's defending this kid, so you're going to do it for
him. I felt bad for him because I felt like he deserved a defense, and I knew Sid was plenty capable of defending himself. So
dang.
I was like, this poor kid needs someone to defend him. So I'd argue on his behalf, because I also felt bad for him, because, like, yeah, he did, like, this, like, really dumb thing, and he was, like,
I can also annoying at times. When I'm mad, I can...
But at the same time...
I think it's fair to say I can
Yeah, you can be intimidating, no, but at the same time, you didn't intimidate me like you intimidated
him.
Because well, he was because a third grader, okay?
Even no, then, but even then... Sid did not intimidate me like he intimidated you guys.
People got it way intimidated. I've, like, chilled down. You don't understand. I've chilled down way more than I used to.
I can talk about Sid's intimidation if we move along to, like...
No, we're not getting there today.
We have to. We have
here's
to get
the
there.
Thing.
There's
Sid,
no way.
Sid never intimidated me as much as he intimidated other people, purely because I was...
You guys were
I was up there.
Because you guys were in a romantic relationship.
I still do have a similar, like, way of thinking as Sid. Yeah. We think very similarly, we just act differently on certain things. And I have a bit more of a filter than Sid. So
not cursing in front of your teacher, Sid.
No,
that's
not
the filter he's talking
not
about.
Not cursing.
I know.
But even still, so here's the thing. So, like, me and Sid are getting in, like, arguments, and it's not just a thing with the teacher's brother. It, like, snowballs into really tiny, tiny things.
Yeah.
Like, I remember one time I parked my bike in front of someone who Aditya knew, like, in front of their driveway.
Who?
That person you know. On
the corner house. Yeah.
And okay. You got so, like, pissed at me because I parked my bike in front of their house, and you were like, they can't get out of their house. They can't get out. You were so angry. I was like, Sid, it's not your bike. It's my bike. I parked it in front of their house. It really doesn't matter. And you're like, they're not going to be able to get out of their house. They're going to run over your bike. You got so angry at me. And I swear to God, it resulted in a yelling match across the street.
It did.
It was so stupid. And there was other times where, oh my God, acted as a mediator between us. During that
that's
level,
how it happened. That's how
during,
it fixed. That's
so
how
during,
it actually got fixed.
So during
it got
that
fixed
one,
by him, but it was the wrong
That was
reason.
So bad because I was watching him mediate. And
no,
man,
no.
He said some truths, but he also lied
so
a
lot. So here's
the
thing. Aditya always took my side.
Yeah.
Because Aditya, like, me and Aditya are like...
But for some reason, I didn't have a problem with Aditya.
Right.
Even though he did that, for some reason...
I'm a pleaser.
Because I think deep down, we knew that we didn't really have a problem with each other.
Yeah. That's actually true. I deep down, like, I knew that I didn't really have a problem with you. It's just that...
I just got angry over, like, little things.
Yeah.
Like, you would annoy me.
Because it's, okay, it's the problem when two people have the same personality type, or, like, two people are really dominant, so you can't have two dominant people together because they start butting heads a lot.
Exactly.
Like, smallest thing.
And then you see, here's the thing. I remember we had this one summer camp. And me and Sid got in so many
fights
during
that. Was that the
robotics
one?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I remember Sid blocked me on his phone.
That was funny.
He had an iPhone. I didn't.
I did.
So my sim, was in a little LG phone.
The red
and
one, right?
I had an iPhone 5S, like, for games and stuff.
Yeah.
But my sim was in this little LG phone, and I deleted his phone number. But the thing is, by this point, like, I had ingrained a few numbers into my head, and Sid's was one of them. so it didn't matter that I deleted his number.
No, and that, too, me blocking your number, I think it was for a day. I think it was straight up just for, like, a day.
And then you called me the next day, and we hung out.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Well,
because me
happens.
And Sid, it was so, like, bipolar.
Yeah.
Because me and Sid would
a
go
toxic
from...
relation. It was like a toxic girlfriend.
Well, it's not
boyfriend.
Even that.
It's
what
like...
happens when you're young kids, and you butt heads.
Yeah.
But then you don't...
No, it's more than that. Even now, if I get in a fight with Sid, which is rare, honestly, because we often don't get in fights.
Okay, I
we
feel
avoid like terms. No. Here's the thing.
Right now, it's like
we
a more
avoid
of a
fights.
That's true.
We
both
really
deep down
avoid
know.
Fights.
We both deep down know that we could start a really bad fight.
We could because we disagree a lot.
Yeah.
But we avoid fights.
Yeah.
We well, immediately are
I
like.
Think you,
well, right now
you
it's more like
two
a proxy
other,
war.
You and two other people are the only people in my life where I will back down if I if I know something's about to get into an argument, I will back
You're
down.
One of the few people that I'll back down. Because here's the thing. I'm like, if I fight with Sid, it's going to become serious.
Yeah.
And I don't want it to become serious.
Okay, you don't understand. Even for the smallest things, we can get like.
Oh my God!
I'm a very opinionated person. I have when I have an opinion, I have an opinion. Like it can be changed, but I will follow that opinion.
The thing is, I've gotten better at just kind of like going with the flow. But the thing is, I am too. Like, deep down, I am too.
Yeah.
And if me and Sid, like, disagree on something, and it actually turns in... Sorry, I was backed away from my mic. And we actually, like, get angry at each other and we start arguing, it won't be easy to stop. Yeah. Because we are both very, like, dominant people in a conversation, if we want to. I've actually... I think I'll talk about this during my episode, but I cooled down, like, crazy between 6th and 7th grade.
No, I remember you talked to me about this. I think, like, a year ago.
Oh, I was so I'll talk about it during your thing, but I had a perspective during your thing as well. But anyways, keep going with ours, because we have to
yeah,
get
it.
Yeah, you have to finish.
So the thing is, with yours, I was, like, so my perspective is, like, I just wanted to defend Aditya's brother, so that's why I was against you there.
No, but we're then, at the summer camp now.
But then, summer camp. I deleted your phone number. No, I remember, the person we were talking about earlier, the mediator kid, he comes, you were in a different class for this, like, part of the day, and he comes to me and he's like, Sid blocked you, and I'm like, good.
Oh,
he better have blocked me. And then I went into my phone and deleted your number. This kid was so cringe. He took a magazine called, like, How to Be a Better Friend, and he was like, Tarv, I think you need this. And I was like, I'm sorry.
So okay, now coming back to my perspective with this, right? I got really, like, so then I was, like, getting really mad. And then there was one point that really ticked me off, but it ticked me off in a different way, where he's like, oh, yeah, dude, Atarv said that, like, he really hates you, and he was, like, saying some really bad stuff about you. And I, at first, I was really mad, but then I'm like, I know Atarv, though, and he wouldn't actually do this. There's no way he would do this. And then I was like, press X to doubt. Like, I was I was really, like...
He said the same shit.
Are you
to me.
Really integrating memes into the podcast now?
Shut up. So, but then we were like, this is when we both realized that something was up. Yeah. Like, something was wrong.
Because we talked to each other about it.
Then it really happened.
There's something suspicious.
He said that Aditya had a problem with Atarv.
Yeah.
No, he said that Atarv had a problem with Aditya.
That's
sorry,
where shit hits Aditya. The fan.
And Aditya comes to me and he's like, he's, like, really sad. Like, he's extremely sad. And he's taking this person and he's like, Sid, does, like, Atarv really have a problem with me? And he's, like, really, like, sad about it. And I'm like, no, bro. Atarv would, like, never have a problem with you. I know you guys are, like, super close. And he only says good things about you. Like, there's no way. And then that's when in my head I was like, okay, something's going on. So I go to Atarv and I talk about this. And I'm like, yo, this kid was saying this about, like, you and Aditya and you and me. Like, are
we good? I was
we
both
good?
Torn and pissed at the same
so
time.
So then me and him both get pissed at this kid.
Yeah.
We're like, this is when we come back together, because we have a mutual hatred of this guy now. Then this starts, and then we come together. At this point, we've now come together.
I think our dislike of him was perpetuated by what he did to Rishi.
Wait, what
yes,
did he do?
I'll
to
get
Rishi?
Into that now.
I never actually understood.
So, okay, so now we get into the next phase of the Sid Chronicles.
This was a really bad one.
So, this was a really
so
bad
Rishi
one.
So comes
really
in. Before we continue to that, I just want to say, when Rishi came in, before
no one
I need to
him.
I need to mention the party.
Yeah,
I have
okay,
to mention the party.
The Diwali party,
so,
right?
So this is where my problem with this kid starts.
How is it a Diwali party? I moved here to in April.
I don't remember.
It wasn't a Diwali party.
It was some
Indian festival. So me and Sid go to this Indian festival, like Indian like function or whatever. And then we're in the basement and then we're hanging out because we're like our only friends there. And then I was like, hey, did you hear? Like, my mom was telling me this kid named Rishi is moving into our neighborhood, and he's apparently coming to this party. And he's our age, too. Do you know him? And then Sid's like, oh, my God, I hate him so much. Why is he coming to our neighborhood?
I remember we alienated him from the bus.
No. I'll explain okay. that, because there is a that feeds into why we hate this kid. So,
Sid's face.
So
sounds great.
He was like, he's so annoying. I hate him so much. Why is he coming to this party? Why did he move here? I don't want to be friends with him. I don't want to talk to him.
and Rishi, I'm so sorry. No, we know this. I've told Rishi this.
Yeah,
I've told
him 50 times.
And then,
and
I've told
him
directly.
Like,
because I'm
like,
no.
He's really that bad? So this set me against him. Okay? Because I trusted Sid's judgment here. And this set me against him. And then Aditya over here on the bus ride home. Rishi's on our bus for this, like, part
for
of
like
the,
a month.
Yeah, for like a month. He's on our bus. Aditya's like, this is where I live, and Adich is sorry, Atar's my neighbor, so this is where he lives.
I got really she starts laughing.
I remember got this. So pissed off.
I did. Okay, I have a right to get pissed off.
No, because, you don't.
Because you were like, this is my house, and then Atar's my neighbor, so that's his house. And I was like, why did you tell him
and
where
you
I
were
live?
Like, that's Sid's house over there. Like,
well, no one
you were
told
like you were literally just playing like a tour guide, and I was like, why? Why are you doing this? And I got like really mad. So,
a tour guide, if the tour guide was revealing personal information.
Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, his social security number. Like, okay, here you can see Bill. Bill's social security number and first 5 digits of his credit card. So, it's like, it was, like, really bad. I got, like, mad at him for this, too. But when I had a problem with Rishi, it was, like, a really dumb, like, I didn't really have, like, a... In hindsight, I had no reason to not like him, besides that he was slightly annoying during science class. That was it.
Science class?
Yeah.
That science class?
Yeah.
Not any of the other times I knew you, science class specifically?
Because I didn't interact with you during English.
Oh, yeah.
We did.
No, Finn.
No, I barely did. I may have talked to you like
three times. Well, the same way I didn't talk to you much in science either.
No, science you did because you sat behind me and
I didn't talk to you.
That's once you figured out you
guys,
hated me.
Guys, stop saying names. I have to
say. So you can do.
Insert his name in last.
Did you really?
Episode, yeah, because we rebooted.
That's true. All right, but anyways, so I like kind of have a problem, but I'm still like nice to him. Like yeah. I was still like nice to you. I didn't say anything mean to your face.
But,
okay,
but
yeah.
he like talks so
back,
much.
Yeah,
to
on
me.
The backside. Like okay, and this is another reason why I changed that habit of me, but that's like separate. But
talking about his back.
You're talking about his back. Oh my. It was about that kid too. That was in relation to that kid too. All right, but anyways, so let me keep going because we have to get through this really quick.
Yeah, we gotta get
through. All right, so I meet Rishi, and then this kid, the kid that me and Atarvna have a mutual like kind of dislike sprouting on, right? He sat next to him in the bus once, right? And then he's like, bro, Rishi was watching some like really inappropriate stuff on his phone. Like it was really
oh,
bad.
My mom didn't want me to hang up.
Yeah.
Once I
no. Okay.
Your
so
mom
let me explain. Let me explain.
So here's the thing.
It wasn't my mom. So
I talked to Rishi about it afterwards, about like 2 years afterwards, actually.
Yeah.
And Rishi was like, I mean, yeah, I kind of was, but it was like a dare, and it was like the one and only time I did. But the thing is. This
no, but it wasn't as
Reddit.
Bad as it wasn't
no,
as
it wasn't.
Bad as what he said
no,
that he
the
did.
The issue isn't that Rishi was browsing it. The issue isn't that the issue is that he went told us more than told us. He went and told every parent.
Yeah. So now that alienated this kid.
Yeah.
And I got mad here because I'm like, if anyone's going to hate him, it's going to be me. All right? Yeah. You're not. No. And I was also like, at this point, because I already knew that this kid was a liar. I called this kid a pathological liar. I don't know if you remember. I like called him. And so I was like, all right, something is wrong here. I don't know if you know about this part, but because of that, whenever we would have a sleepover, right, we couldn't invite Rishi.
Yeah.
The only time we could invite Rishi when the sleepover is at my house. Mm-hmm. So I would invite him. By this time I was getting to know Rishi more, and I was like, yo, this kid's pretty chill.
Yeah,
like this kid's vibing.
Cool.
I'm like vibing with him. And even these kids, they're like, this kid's all like pretty chill, but their parents had that ingrained into their head, and that was like a problem,
and it's hard to change their mind.
And I was getting mad now because I was like, yo, this kid has now ruined his social life, right? And I got like really mad for Rishi. Like Rishi wasn't really doing much at this time, but I got really mad for Rishi.
I didn't know much. I was just like the victim.
Yeah. So because of that, I ended my thing with Rishi really quickly. I started my thing with him. And when I did this, I brought Atarv with me because Atarv was also mad. So this became a huge
because
fight.
It wasn't just Rishi was the reason I started to like properly dislike this kid. So do you remember the school project?
No, that's where I thought
the engineering
started.
Project.
When I was in there, that's where I thought it started.
Mm-mm. It started before that.
A little bit after.
Sid, I remember Sid's engineering project. That was like by this point this was already going in full swing.
Yeah.
And then the engineering project happened. And Sid, so do you want to explain the engineering
project? Yeah, so we had an engineering project where we had to build, like, a robot. With him, right? We had, like, this engineering thing where we had to build, like, an underwater robot. And I got really mad at him during that because he did no work. And I was like, I was taking like a leader role almost like with it.
So and you were, looking back at it, you were the leader. And then in eighth grade, shit hit the fan.
Yeah, that was separate though. That was the separate person. That was with another person.
That was with the Tarvis person, eh?
Yeah. So I got really mad. There's only one person. That's right. And I was like, like, we were getting mad at this kid, and we start this fight. Like, we start this fight. Not, like, physical, but, like, that. I completely, like, kick him out of the... I essentially, now looking back on it, I played a huge role in just kicking him out of the group. Like, I have never talked to him after that point in time. I have not seen him ever in the neighborhood after that.
No, I see him at school while going to third period.
And I feel bad sometimes, but at the same time I don't, because he was quite literally just a pathological liar. He spread so many things to continuously divide the group that I was just like, no, we're not doing this.
I never understood why.
I backed you up every single time.
Yeah.
Every single time I was there. And I would
That's how our thing fully got mended. That's when I was like, yeah, you know what? He said
every single time that Sid would call out this kid, I'd back him up. Yeah. And so I think even if I didn't initiate as many call outs as you did, I'd back you up every time.
Yeah.
And so I think this kid associated me with you.
Yeah.
And so even now, like, I've seen him in the neighborhood.
Really?
Like, walking by.
I've actually not.
Sometimes he'll be biking with his neighbor. You know his neighbor.
Really? I have not.
So I've seen him a couple of times. And the reaction we have to each other. You know his neighbor, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll say hi to his neighbor. I'll nod to him. That's it. I don't say hi to him. Wow. I nod to him.
That's crazy.
Or I'll just make eye contact and I'll walk right by.
Yeah, so by this time, I was getting increased. Yeah, we were getting, like, really mad at this kid. And essentially, yeah, we just, like, alienated him. Mm-hmm. It was, like, crazy. It was crazy how it happened.
I mean, honestly, it was kind of mean.
No, okay. It was, but it wasn't. It wasn't undeserved. I never said we are not playing with him. I simply said I'm not playing with him. You said you weren't going to play with him. Because of that, me and Atara were like the central people.
Exactly.
So no one else.
Here's the thing.
A short amount of time, we ditched you two to actually go.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Then you realized how much weight we carry.
Yeah.
No, here's the thing, though. I was very oblivious to that situation until after.
Yeah. No, and also,
so
you,
I thought it only happened because of
you
the
felt
project.
You felt very. I remember you felt very bad for him.
I feel very bad for everyone.
Yeah, because you have a lot of empathy.
It's not
that I mean, I have the empathy that I just don't care.
At a certain point, I weigh it. Like I'm like the
at a certain point,
what he actually did.
At a certain point, it's like, if. You don't respect me. I have no reason to respect you.
Yeah.
Why the hell would I respect you if you don't respect how I feel and how my best friend feels?
Yeah. No, that was crazy. I was surprised that you weren't more mad about that. I was mad. Okay. During a lot of these fights,
didn't realize that it was that.
During
much of
a lot
lie.
Of these fights, keep in mind, I was mad for other people. Atarv was mad for other people.
Yeah.
It is really funny how it like worked out, but. It's
my thing that pissed me off most is when he went and told Aditya, oh, Atarv hates you. My God, that made me so angry.
Because it literally put like a divide in your friendship for a bit, which I was like, wow.
I was shocked. Okay, Aditya, I don't know if you remember, you stopped talking to me.
Yeah.
I know.
For like a solid week and a half. And it tore me apart.
Yeah.
Okay, and Sid was like, oh, this kid said to Aditya that you hate him.
Because, I was like, I knew something was happening because he came to me and he was like, dude, I don't know what to do. Like, it's crazy. Like, he was sad. He was devastated. Aditya was devastated.
Sad.
He was, no. But that was, like, the most sad I've ever seen you be for anything. You were straight up devastated.
And I was so angry because I was like,
I remember we always mediate with you standing on your lawn and me on my driveway.
Yeah.
And then you walked, and after that you walked over.
That's how we met.
But anyways, that kind of ended that kid's thing, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, we were about to say something, but then we're like,
we ran out of time.
Yeah. But then we're like,
we ran out of time. There's no wink, wink.
But anyways, the Sid Chronicles is very, like, embedded with different, like, feuds among people.
Yeah.
Because I think that goes back to me being a very, in general, like, if you should know something about me, which you can probably tell through the podcast, I'm a very vocal person.
You're not, you're never passive aggressive.
I'm aggressive aggressive.
You're always,
I'm either aggressive or I'm passive. Nothing in between.
It's unnerving because if the only time there, one time I remember you're passive aggressive, we were in front of other people. Yeah, the only time I've seen you passive aggressive in front of other people and you didn't want to give anything.
I'm a very,
I've seen Sid passive aggressive.
I'm a very, that's the only time I've, in general, I'm a very like confrontational person and I'm a very like vocal person, which makes a lot of, it takes a lot of people off, right? Because yeah. I will tell you if I have a problem with you. I'm like, yo, you know what? I don't like this about you. And some people don't take the criticism well. Don't stay friends with me. Whatever. If you can, if you get past that and then you continue to be friends with me, then I start to get better with you because I'm like, okay, this kid's a real one. Like, this kid got through this and we're like dealing with it. But it's like, that's a lot of the Sid Chronicles is just me getting into various feuds with people.
Yeah.
Most of the time, it's not even like you. You're getting angry for people.
The next episode, if it's the Atarv Chronicles, the next episode's going to, there's going to be some overlap, but at the same time, it's going to be a, it's going to be significantly more chill.
Okay. Well, that's because
be fair, I've chilled down a lot.
No, you have. But what I mean is,
Atarv, you were more a proxy player.
I've become way more.
You know what I mean, right?
I've chilled down in a different way than Atarv. Atarv has become more passive. I've become more articulate.
Yeah.
I have stopped just like straight up yelling. Now I'm very like, why are you saying this?
I've become more passive. But at the same time, if I have a problem, I'll say it.
Yeah, no, for sure. You haven't lost a thing about you. Just, I'm saying comparatively to me, I've gotten to the point where I'll play mental games with you.
Yeah.
Like, you know that. If I'm in an argument with someone.
Oh, I can.
No.
And then it's bad.
You in a lot of ways are extremely similar to me. Yeah. What I'm saying is I just like implement those things.
Yeah, yeah,
but I get into arguments with people. I'm like, I'll like mentally like break them down. Mm-hmm. Like, why do you think that? Do you think that this would happen if this happened? And I'll like start making them question their own thing, right?
It's called gaslighting, Sid.
You guys are both short men with silly mustaches.
He doesn't have a silly mustache.
Not anymore, but he used to.
I
have a depth picture.
Do you?
I have that one picture. I still have that one picture.
Oh my god, bro. Okay, I was way more fat in that picture. I was like way more fat. Do you remember that?
I just remember you had a mustache.
I know I had no jawline whatsoever. Like, it was like,
okay, whoa. I didn't either in eighth grade.
But Atarv, okay, that.
No, and I was worse than you in eighth grade.
And I had like a huge.
But mustache. I think it's time.
What? It's time?
It is.
It is. It's really half time.
Yeah. All right, then.
We are out of our bars.
Army.
We must purchase more.
We're like 200 over bars, but 2200 is like the maximum at 2188.
Oh, that's awkward.
So,
all right. Well, then.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Saturday Night Discord. If you enjoy, don't laugh.
Next time we're gonna get into Atarv Chronicles. It's gonna be great.
Wait. Let Atarv do his thing.
Yeah.
I hate you both.
Just do it, Atarv.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Saturday Night Discord. If you enjoyed the episode, I'm looking.
Why are you looking at the wall? No.
All right, I gotta start this for the third time. Thank you for listening to this episode of Saturday Night Discord. If you enjoyed the episode, please consider giving us a subscriber follow depending on the platform you're on. And if you did enjoy this and you prefer a different platform to what you're on, go ahead to anchor.fm/Saturday Night Discord to check out all the platforms that we're on. You can also go over to instagram.com/Saturday Night Discord where I'm posting updates every now and then when episodes come out. And I might start posting highlights as well, including outtakes of old episodes. So go over to our Instagram, follow it, and stay tuned for that. Overall, that's been it. Thank you for listening, and Sid.
As always, don't put your hand on wasps.